Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aaron Cox of the Baltimore Sun. Aaron, are we looking on the days of the, not the last picture show, but the last TV show done in Maryland?
Well, I think that might be slight hyperbole, but we might be looking at the end of the lucrative film tax credits that have kind of kept the industry afloat here. The folks who support it say that we're building an infrastructure, that we're building something, an industry that will eventually last, and we just have to continue giving it tax credits until it gets up and running. But critics point out that without the tax credit, the film industry in Maryland would essentially evaporate and questioned, is it really worth it to put millions and millions of dollars into TV shows that are highly mobile and willing to move to another state if the money dries up?
Well, the proponents are saying that we need to be looking at the multiplier or indirect costs. How are they doing with that argument?
Well, you know, the budget analysts who put out this report that kind of sparked this conversation last week, they say for every dollar you spend, you just get 10 cents back in tax revenue. So you're losing 90 cents on a dollar in order to subsidize this industry. Now, as you mentioned, the proponents are looking at other studies. They're looking at, you know, what do these film productions spend on lumber? What do they spend on florists? What about a winemaker whose vintage is featured on House of Cards and then they sell out 3 months later? And they're looking at all of those sorts of indirect costs that aren't necessarily money going directly back into the state coffers, but they're still going into the economy and they're helping support jobs and keep people employed.
You know, years ago they made the same arguments for the baseball stadiums, the football stadium and baseball stadium. A little easier, I think, actually to make it there because it mattered so much to people. You know, it mattered so much to Marylanders. They got, you know, they didn't see money necessarily, but it was a feeling they had about being a big league city.
Right. And, you know, people care a lot more about the Orioles and the Ravens than they do about Frank Underwood on House of Cards. You know,
I can't believe that. Are you sure?
He's just such a compelling character. How could you not love a conniving politician? You know, the proponents point out that when you add in all of these other indirect costs, that you end up actually with a net gain, right? That you end up with more money. But, you know, at a time when the state has all of these budget problems, you know, there's a $600 million hole next year. We have a new Republican governor who was elected into office promising to curb spending. And, you know, this looks like a pretty hefty target. They've spent $62.5 million on essentially two television shows since 2012. One is, as I mentioned, House of Cards, whose main character is Frank Underwood, and the other is HBO's Veep.
Well, you may be right about the governor. I mean, he's surely going to be looking for a place to show that he meant what he said, and this might be a place to do it without exacting a lot of harm.
Right now that's kind of anyone's guess. Larry Hogan has, the governor-elect, has declined to talk about policy until he gets into office. He says that there's only one governor at a time, and right now it's not him. You know, if you talk to some of the people who are running his transition team, some of the folks who are looking at the budget, one of them, David Brinkley, told me the other day, this is just a tree. We're looking at the whole forest, and we have a lot of work to do.
Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Oh, absolutely.
For Aaron Cox, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.